Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago City Council Committee advanced Mayor Brandon Johnson's request for $70 million to help the city care for migrants. The funding is coming from the city's budget reserves. City Council members grilled budget officials for more than 2 hours about the city's finances. Alderperson Brendan Riley warned the funding will be unavailable for future budget deficits.
This is real money we're not going to have for future budgets. And again, by no projection are we going to have a surplus. It's just how far in the hole will the city be?
But Alderperson Andre Vasquez says the money is needed ahead of an expected increase in buses before the Democratic National Convention.
I think it's irresponsible to not vote for the $70 million potentially because of how much worse things can get.
The funding still requires full city council approval. A renowned nun from Texas visited Chicago this week to speak about her work with migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Sister Norma Pimentel was among Time magazine's 100 most influential people in 2020. She also paints, and she discussed her art at the Holy Name Cathedral School Auditorium yesterday.
It's a way to help share those moments with the world, with others, so they can understand who the immigrants are, the fact that they're an opportunity for us to truly share our faith, truly embrace humanity.
Sister Pimentel heads Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley and coordinates humanitarian services to migrants. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul wants to make a state compensation program for victims of violent crime more accessible. Raoul's office runs the program, which helps cover costs related to hospital visits, funerals, and relocating victims, among other things. Recipients can get up to $45,000. Raoul is behind an effort in the state legislature to expand the definition of victim to include grandparents, grandchildren, and guardians of the victim, as well as victims of police brutality. Democratic State Senator Robert Peters is pushing the measure in Springfield. In a statement, he says the losses suffered by victims are complex and often extend beyond the immediate incident. The measure needs to pass the House before heading to the governor for final approval. The Chicago Sky nabbed two NCAA champions at last night's WNBA draft. Baltimore native Angel Reese was the seventh highest pick overall. The LSU forward won the national title in 2023 and led the SEC in scoring and rebounding for two consecutive seasons. Camila Cardoso was the third overall pick in the first round. The 6'7" Brazilian helped the South Carolina Gamecocks go undefeated this season and beat Iowa for the national title. Chicago Sky general manager Jeff Pagliocca says they got exactly what they wanted out of the draft.
We needed, you know, players that are going to come in and want to make winning plays. And when we looked at players from winning programs because it's critical that we don't have to start over and teach somebody how to be a winner.
With the 13th pick, the Sky took guard Brianna Maxwell from Gonzaga. Something else you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has appointed a new executive director to head the state's Prisoner Review Board. James Montgomery will take over for Donald Shelton, pending the state Senate's approval. Shelton stepped down last month after a man released from custody allegedly killed an ex-girlfriend, even though she had asked for an order of protection. Montgomery comes most recently from the Suffolk County, Massachusetts Sheriff's Department. There, he was Director of Administrative Services. But he started his career in Illinois and served as the mayor of far southwest suburban Montgomery from 1997 to 2005. Today's weather, there is a risk of severe weather. It should be at least cloudy with occasional rain, and there will be some possible thunderstorms and strong winds this evening. The high should reach 73 degrees. Tomorrow, we expect rain in the morning and for temperatures to reach the low 60s. That's it for now. Later today, try to picture a world without art.
I think our society kind of thinks of art as like really frivolous, but like this country wouldn't look like anything if there were no artists. Like you can't even imagine like there's no art. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to
say
what
are clothes.
Right. What is anything?
Like, what is hair? Like, what is anything? Exactly.
Right.
What is anything?
Like, you can't picture it.
My Rundown co-host, Aaron Allen, talks with the creator of The Art Rebellion. That's a media platform that advocates for artists and how essential they are in society. Find that here at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.